Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Hi.
Hi guys.
How are you guys?
Welcome
I'm fine. How are
episode
you?
Of, was it Toxic Talks?
Toxic Talks. Guys, damn. we're going to change the name.
Toxic Talks. It's not always going to be toxic, but the essence
but
of
the
it.
The essence of this podcast is very on the level of toxic.
Apparently because of me.
I have a friend that was like, you know what? Every time I feel like I need a toxic ear, they just listen to the podcast.
Oh my God.
I said, nigger.
Niggero.
Wow.
Niggero, niggero. That's a bit interesting. I don't know how to feel about it, but it's not entirely.
But you know
false.
What's good?
What?
We are helping those men that are, you know, worried about their girls as well. Because he was like, every time she's acting wishy-washy, I need to find out what's up. So I'm just listening to you guys. And I'm there like, oh, so this is what's up. I'm there like, I'm glad we can help.
So come to me for help.
I'm glad.
When your babes is acting a fool.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be giving them all the tricks.
No, we shouldn't. But I feel like,
they
know,
can suffer a little bit.
This is why it's going to be called Toxic Traits, as you see. I'm trying
talks.
To help. Sorry.
See these bodysuits with buttons on it?
I can't. I actually personally cannot. I don't understand anyone that wears them and actually, you people that actually actively make sure that they're tied. I just put it, I wrap it around my knickers and I call it a day.
I'm thinking of doing that, but
I literally wrap it around my knickers and call it a day. We're not doing all that longness about.
You have to,
pain,
you know, click the buttons and.
Me paining myself.
I feel really good today.
You feel good?
I look good.
I feel sexy.
Same.
It's the positive.
What is it? Positive, wow. Positive energy.
It's the positive. How do they say positive in Portuguese? It's not a sentence, is it?
No, it's not, but positivo.
Oh.
I think that's how you say it. It sounds
okay.
Like
okay, Angola.
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
we speak the same language.
No, because you said I think. So I was there like, okay.
I'm not too
okay.
sure. It doesn't sound right, but.
It doesn't. Hey Siri, how do you say positive in Portuguese?
In Brazilian Portuguese, positive is seguro.
Oh, no.
Seguro.
Seguro. See,
I feel seguro.
That's what seguro means, safe. This is the thing about Portuguese. One word can have so many meanings. Especially when you go to Brazil, they just switch everything up. But yeah, positivo seguro.
You know what, Yem? One thing that I want us to talk about in this episode happened to me the other day.
Let's go into it.
And I was just like, you know what, yeah? I've realized being a good person, being a nice person. Don't even laugh. Being a good person, being a positive person, sometimes gets you nowhere in life. It gets you nowhere. And you know what? My topic for today is sometimes being a dickhead gets you far. That's it. Being a dickhead has gotten me so far in life. I feel like a lot of people, when people hear that I'm a nice person, they can't believe it. They actually cannot believe it because it's like, oh, you have to be lying. She's not nice. When did she start being nice? I'm just not nice to you because
exactly.
I know the type of characteristics you come with.
How's my phone on 38 already?
I don't know.
You know the characteristics of what?
I know the type of characteristics you're going to come with. Some bad vibes, some bad judge.
No,
I'm
it's the thing
it.
Is, sometimes people just abuse your...
Kindness,
exactly. Mm. They take it for granted or take the piss out of it.
Yeah.
So you just have to manage it.
Manage my dicknessness.
Oh, wow.
Dicknessness?
Dickheadedness. If anything, if you're gonna come up with words,
yeah. Wait, what?
Dickheadedness.
Dickheadedness. Because see, yeah, I just feel like when I'm very nice, especially, you know, it goes both ways.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording
on the phone.
Oh, are we? We're not. Why are we not? I just feel like, yeah, when it comes to certain, what is it called? Certain people in this lifetime, yeah, they just take the piss because they actively know that, you know, you're just going to let it go.
Yeah, yeah, you're always going to let it slide and look past it.
I feel like I let things slide one, two, but the third time you're getting, like, God forgive me, you're getting Lucifer because, like...
Okay. How many more times
I've given you Gabriel. I've given you Mary. I've given you all the godly people.
Now you get Judas and Lucifer.
Now you get... Exactly. Because I'm not the dickhead.
Who else is a dickhead in the Bible?
Oh, there's someone. Oh, Job's wife. That bitch.
Job's wife?
Yeah.
What's her name?
She was like, oh... I don't know. She doesn't even have a name. She was just Job. I'm sure she has a name. I'm sure she has a name. But I just don't remember. Yeah. I'm sure she has a name.
No, because when you think about it, the way these stories go, some people in the Bible won't smoke. Some people in the Bible, they look like they won't smoke. Can you imagine if they were to, like, what's the word? Reanimate everything that happened in the Bible now.
Now bang.
No, it fully would. I love stories like that though.
Not in like, if they use this lifetime, it will bang differently.
For us. Yeah. Because we can relate to
it. Yeah. But
most importantly, I just need for people to understand how God really is. He's not all loving and forgiving and, oh, it's okay, as long as you repent.
I don't know about everyone else's God, but my God is a God of tough love.
But no, even in the... Bro, he was not playing games. Bro. Move everyone out of the seat because I'm about to burn it down. You're even lucky you're getting a warning.
Bro, now let me tell you about this Job's wife because she actually pissed me off. She pissed me off. How are you, yeah? Like, obviously, the devil must have been like to God, you're saying that Job is your, like, one and only, like, you know, he'll never forsake you and whatnot. But what if I get him to turn against you? He goes, you can try, but I know you're going to fail. So obviously he lost his children. He lost his cattle. He lost everything, like everything that makes him a man, basically. And he got sick. And then obviously in his sickness, his wife was like, just... what is it? She was basically like, just deny God and die. Because, like, you're basically, you know.
Oh, that reminds me of what Pastor was talking about last week.
I forgot. What did he say?
He said, what if someone was holding a gun to your head and said something along these lines?
Oh, I remember now.
Deny God or reject your belief.
My guy said,
I'll kill your children or your husband.
My guy said, I'm going... I'm rejecting because I'm sorry, yeah.
But even then,
yeah, but no,
you can make more kids with that husband.
No, I don't think I can live with you.
It's too much trauma to, because you just constantly get anyway. Back to Job's wife, sorry, we keep digressing.
Obviously, he must have been like, woman, are you stupid? Like, you know, I don't think he said stupid, but. Me, I'm saying stupid.
To add your own sauce to it.
Yeah, to add my flavors.
Your razzle dazzle.
And then obviously he was like, I can never deny God, blah, blah, blah. And then she obviously left him and blah, blah, blah. And then his prayer, even in the time of weakness, he was basically like, I'm not going to deny you, but I'm going to be like, where are you? Because
I need help.
I need help right now. Right about now, I'm going
through
it. I could
use some
like,
of
you know.
Your.
Yeah, and that was me this morning. Where are you, big man? Because
right about now, I'm about to lose it.
You know what? Someone was saying that God to everyone is their gender. Do you get what I mean? So like your God's going to be a female.
I feel like my God is a man.
Really? I don't know. It varies. Mine varies. Mine varies.
Maybe it's because of that statue of no.
Yeah. What statue?
The statue of Jesus in Brazil. I just, for some reason, I related to God being a man as well. I don't know.
I think when I go to, the day I go to Israel, no, not Israel, what's Palestine? The day I go there, I will understand about the Lord.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter what religion you are, there's a belief that all the religious high priests and high people have gone past there. So when I get there,
yeah,
I will know what is what, yeah, who is who, and where is
you
where.
You feel like all your answers, all your questions will be answered,
yeah, because I'm not going to lie. I love every pastor and I love every priest and I love all of you in the name of the Lord. That's where it stays, in the Lord.
Not in person, because as humans, some of you lot are foul.
You're lying. You're doing two lies. Like, too I'm even forgetting words. You're doing too many lies, because I'm here wondering how you don't work. You don't. Church is your full-time job, but you're driving a 2020. Explain to me.
Church paid for it.
Exactly. Meaning... Me and my minimum wage job is paying for you, and you're just there laying hands because you're saying, oh, I'm praying for everyone. I can pray for everyone too. Like, that's one thing I feel like everyone forgets. Yeah, we're all human.
We can pray for ourselves and other people around us.
Exactly. Like, the way my man's gonna die is the same way I'm gonna die. He's not gonna die and be put in a special waiting room. This is not the airport where you get VIP treatment and then the rest of us sit waiting for the airplane. It doesn't work like that. You're dead. You all go 6 feet under, literally. Yeah. It's just capiche.
Like even though done. 6 feet is looking deeper than 6 feet.
Mate, have you ever measured it?
It looks deep.
Mm-hmm. Mate. I feel like we went to a funeral last week, and I feel like that was the first time I actively saw
it
going down. And I was just like,
this hole is deep.
You know, like when they were putting like the thing over, I was there like, my heart started racing. I was like, there's a person in there. Take it out. There's a person in there. And I'm there like, oh my God, this is literally.
This is where you end up at the end of the day.
Boy.
Whatever you want to call it.
Dust. What is it?
Dust to ashes. Ashes to dust.
Yeah, from something.
By the way, I wasn't trying to recite that. I was just making my own version of it. But yeah. What I was trying to say is...
From ashes we come, to ashes we go. Something like that.
Regardless of the saying.
Yeah.
We come to this world with nothing.
We leave with fucking nothing.
I mean, they even give you clothes, but...
But they're just staying on the skeleton, bro.
Exactly. The flesh goes.
Yeah. All these movies where you see and they're in heaven wearing their suit. I'm there thinking, guy, are you sure?
Because I'm telling you, when your soul left you, you was naked. But hey,
you know what? I used to watch these like YouTube videos of these pastors and people basically saying, oh, they've had like a death experience. Where they've gone to heaven and God has showed them hell. This man basically left his house and him and his wife. No, he was mad at his wife for something very stupid. He got into a car accident.
Well, I think I remember that story.
Yeah, he got into a car accident and then he was like basically dead. And then God was like, this is where you're going. I'm there thinking, wait, why is God walking him to hell? Like, I just wanted to know. What did he want to give him a chance to explain? Like,
no, as in... Either you redeem yourself or this is where you end up.
He was dead though. That's what I'm asking myself.
Miracle.
Yeah.
She's saying, as you, whatever you say.
I just don't know. Like, I find it hilarious. Like, sometimes when people are just there and they're like, you know what, yeah, God spoke to me. Men love to do this a lot because that's why, when was it? I was watching this thing, yeah? And then this woman was basically explaining how a modern colonizer made the Bible,
mm-hmm,
basically. Mm. Like this version of the Bible that we read in English. I'm not talking about the original Bible, but the version that we read in English. And the way they made it was to basically specify how a man is important in the world. Because in the Bible, This is why I don't know. TikTok is it's either the devil or God's helping us. I don't know here.
It's two sides of the same coin.
Because there are a lot of books that are missing from the Bible.
That's what I've been saying. The Bible looks small for centuries or decades of a story.
Why is it that Esther is the only powerful woman that we hear about?
Mm.
Mary's only powerful because she gave birth to Jesus, and that's not a power.
Yeah.
Because as females, we can all push something.
But she was the chosen one.
So, do people not still have kids? Like, what's the point?
But it wasn't Jesus.
Okay. You know, Moses' mom wasn't Mary. She gave birth to Moses. Like, what the hell? No, my whole point is, like, there's conspiracies saying that there's a lot of, like, verses in the Bible that are missing that were input by colonizers.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole chapter about women, like, women empowerment, women soldiers, women, like, basically women rulers and emperors and all of that.
Yeah.
And then there's one about sexuality, because the Bible doesn't really specify about sexuality. It's only about obey your husband and love, you know, basically open your legs to your husband every single time he asks you.
You're silly.
And that's it. And it says no homosexuals. But like, I just need to understand, like, where are all these Bible verses gone? Like, where are all these books gone? Because they're missing. Because you see how,
no,
like...
They're missing. They've either been destroyed or they're hidden somewhere in the Catholic Church.
Because one thing that is a bit mad, when you go from Genesis to the next book, I don't know where it is, the story makes sense. It aligns. Do you get what I mean? From the beginning of the world and all of that, it aligns.
Yeah.
But then you go to Psalms and then all of a sudden New Testament. Why is this New Testament? Like, where did it come from? Because I just want to understand as well.
It's new, so it must be from some generation.
Apparently, this is when Jesus was crucified and all of that, which I understand. Don't get it wrong, but why is it that I was just analyzing? Well, I wasn't analyzing. This woman analyzed for me.
Mm.
And she was basically talking about how, why is the God of the Old Testament so angry and the God of the New Testament is very understanding?
This is what I'm saying. That's what I said. The God in one part of the Bible is very, I understand you, but you fucked up the first time I warned you. You fucked up the second time. So the third time, there's no more excuses. Baby, you're going to have to suffer the consequences that I told you prior to you going to disagreement with me.
So it gets you thinking, like, if God is the same today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forevermore, what's going on here? Because I don't understand.
This is why some people think God is just some next hippie who forgives everything. No, seriously.
That wears sandals. I remember when those sandals, was it 2013?
The Jesus sandals.
I was there like, rah.
First of all, we don't even know if
they were for men and women.
Behave yourself. No, but I'm saying, this is why some people think God is some next hippie, because everything, you just repent and he'll forgive you no matter what your sin is. It really isn't as straightforward as that. I promise you it's not. Because as much as you think, what was it?
See, God has made me suffer.
No, definitely. He makes everyone suffer.
No.
You can't just leave me, forget about me, and then come back to me when it suits you. This is a two-way road, love. You give, I give.
No, God has made me.
You give, I give.
Like,
he's a jealous one. Very possessive over you.
Uh-huh.
Go and forget him. You see what life is like.
Bro, there's certain things that I know are going to happen to me before they happen to me. Yeah?
Just because I haven't prayed in a while.
Just because.
I just know. You know what? I can't even ask you.
Are you mad? There was this one time it was raining outside. I took my umbrella, you know, nice umbrella. I just got it from H&M, you know, expensive
ones. Yeah.
Are you mad?
You've spent a good £5-10 on them.
So tell me why I fully get off the train and I said, I haven't forgotten anything.
You forgot the umbrella.
Why is it when I leave the train, I just see my umbrella sitting? I was walking to work and it was raining on me. I looked up and I say,
you did this on purpose.
And I was like, you, I know I put Jesus on the cross, but listen, yeah. What is this?
You did this on purpose. He really did it on purpose.
And I was like, you know what? It's like, I don't know if it's like the conviction spirit in me. It's like, honey, you better know what you've done, because we don't have time for me to be doing back and forth with you. I feel like I've got to that place with God where, you know, he doesn't need to say too much. I'll just be like, I understand, man.
Whatever you throw at me, I deserve it. It's been a while. So with that being said.
Yeah.
What topic am I bringing up?
Something.
Religion. What is it? See, this is why it happens when you're not prepared. I don't have it. Religion being created by men to control women.
Oh. Yeah. I believe that.
I don't know.
I believe there's God. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. You know, it's all about discussion here, by the way. So if I contradict myself a lot, leave it. Just leave me alone.
You learn as you go, to be
exactly.
Because you can even take certain things back. I'm sure I've taken a lot of things back.
Yeah.
That I've said on the podcast, but here.
I don't know. I believe in having an open mind.
Yeah.
And my open mind is, I believe that there's God, but the way the way they have structured him to fit into man is a bit wishy-washy.
It's very one-sided.
Yeah. So it's like, women have been conditioned in a way where they have to serve men, which I even when I'm in a relationship, I like looking after the person that I'm with.
Mm.
But my whole thing is, not all you men are smart. So why am I serving you? Like, I'm being like all the way honest.
Yeah.
Because I feel like women have been conditioned, even like from, like, we both come from like Catholic households. So it's a thing of when I was going to church when I was younger, you'd see like the nuns are the ones serving. Nuns don't get pregnant. Priests are not supposed to get pregnant, but priests have kids upon kids upon kids upon kids. Most of those orphans are priests' kids,
oh,
bruv.
Oh, really?
And then you have priests molesting young boys.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have them making them do weird stuff, and then these boys grow up and they have been accustomed to this lifestyle, so they feel like
it's the norm. I
and
can
then
do whatever I want.
They go back to church and church is telling them you're not allowed to be gay. Can we just talk about that?
How can I not?
You have opened my bum cheeks and you're out here telling me I'm not allowed to go.
There's a lot of men
and
whose first
that.
Sexual experience was very inappropriate with another man.
With another man.
So
especially those men that say, "I'm gay."
Though that's the funny thing, is the ones that are very against it that end up
interacting in the wrong way,
having sex with the same
sex.
Gender.
Yeah. I just feel like when it comes to religion in itself, every time I meet a guy like, oh, what religion are you? I'm not, Joe. I'm not religion. I'm not there. I believe God. But religion, no. Religion has nothing to do with me. Because religion is something that is practiced every... I don't do that.
Yeah, no.
God is personal. My God is...
That's what some people will tell you. These are the ones that will come up with excuses talking about your God is personal.
No, but God is personal.
Yeah.
You need to stop, mate, tomorrow. Your God ain't my God. Actually, wait. It can be the same God, but the understanding is different. It's like a parent.
Mm-hmm.
The way you act and the way your sister acts, your mom will be like, okay, mate, I would have wanted Tamara to act more like her sister.
Yeah.
But this is my child.
We're all different.
Exactly. So that's how I believe that God, that's how God sees us as well.
Yeah, it's like one parent, but each parent treats each child differently.
Different, exactly. Depending on their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because one thing I've realized, and another thing is, I always feel like, yeah, religion was created to control women, but at the same time, it was created to control the poor. You're putting me in this mindset that I need to keep praying to become rich. Why am I not working to become rich? Why am I not doing this to become rich? I'm just sitting on my backside waiting
for
a miracle.
You're working for the pastor for free.
And the little that you make, you have to give tithe.
If you don't, how is the church supposed to continue?
See me, yeah? Me, I am very truthful with where I go to church. I tell them I'm hardly in the country, first of all. So if I'm in the country, you will see me. If I'm not, you won't see me. Even sometimes, even when I'm here, I have uni.
It comes across as an excuse, if we're being completely honest.
No, it's not. It's my life.
Okay.
You cannot call my life an excuse.
Absolutely.
I can let you say how you feel. I'm so sorry. That was so aggressive.
No, guys, it's not just me.
I can appreciate how you feel. Don't ever get that twisted. But you cannot tell me that the way I live my life, because you have decided to devote yourself to the church, that I'm also going to, you know, do the same.
That's how, if we both what I feel like some people miss. We're not on the same stages.
Because if we all decide to come and now devote ourselves to the church, who's going to be paying tithe? Can we answer that?
There's no... with what money?
Exactly. We're all just going to be sitting waiting for a miracle.
No, we'll just pray for it. The money will drop in the bag somehow. The envelopes will be filled up through prayer.
My point exactly. Like, we need to stop doing, like... It's like with anything
in life, you have to find the balance. I have to find the balance between work and my personal life.
I need to understand in life, if it does not make sense to me, it is not for me. Mm-hmm. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. I have... hand on my heart. I was about to say heart on my hand. If it does not make sense to me, I'm not going through with it.
Yeah.
Like, you need to explain it to detail.
To be a thorough explanation. I can say it back to you and I understand what I'm saying.
But if you're coming to me with the whole, like, me personally, I am not going to lie, the whole tongues thing, I just feel like you're banging judge on me. Stop it, bruv. What are you doing? It's a language that the devil doesn't understand.
It's because she can't do it.
No. Okay. I can't do it. Okay. And listen.
Because you don't understand how to do it. It's all... you're banging judge.
No, honestly. Can we be honest, though? No, be honest with yourself. You're out here praying, and then all of a sudden someone's like, hey, come on, go away, yo, whoa, whoa. And you're there thinking, okay, teach me. It's not something you learn, apparently.
It just comes to you.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
Oh, meds, I'm missing out then.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
It just hit us with a bar. I beg.
And girls, hit us with a bar, isn't it?
Which bar? Please go to church, you know, hear it.
No. Next thing you know, people are going to come out singing in tongues. Going to be a whole song in tongues.
You know what? Praying in tongues is quite draining. I can't lie. Mm. I always find myself yawning.
Wait,
I don't know why.
Because you're praying from the spirit. You're not praying in human form, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know why I always find myself yawning. My. It's like, I'm tired. Look it up.
What do you think about reincarnation?
Reincarnation? I think it's real.
I think so, too.
I think it's real.
I didn't before, but...
it doesn't even need to be some faraway person. It can just be within your family.
Yeah.
When people resemble someone from years ago, or they have the exact same characteristics, but they've never met them.
Did I tell you about that friend that passed away when we were in primary school?
The one that got run over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you want to laugh? What the fuck? I'm so sorry.
I didn't.
So why are you laughing? No, I said she wanted to laugh. It's the way she said it as well. The one that got run over.
Because I remember you telling me the story. It's the way you said it. Her body flew. I'm like, when I heard the story, I'm like, it's this girl sure that the body flew that high?
But I was there. What are you talking about? I was there. Her body went to the shop. Literally. We were at the petrol station.
I
swear to God, the day I take you to Uganda, I'll show you where it was. We were at the petrol station.
I thought it was even here.
No, 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 Uganda, Uganda. Here, he would have stopped. The guy went. The guy didn't stop.
Oh, it was a hit and run.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, but they got his number plates. Come to find out that he worked in her dad's company.
Yeah?
I was there thinking, well, you lost a job. What the fuck? And how do you hit your whole boss's child?
Where you sued and sacked and
don't do sacking. I mean, suing. You just lose the job. Well, and move back to the village and call it a day. No, like, when she passed away, rest in peace, Ange.
Rest in peace,
Ange. And obviously, when she passed away, her mom got pregnant again. Mm. And her mom had a child who was similar. Exactly the same. It's scary. Like, when I say scary.
Photocopy.
Fucking scary. So I go to Uganda now. My cousin's like, oh, you need to go see Angela's mom. She's going to be, like, really happy to see you because, you know, you guys would have been the same age. Well, mm-hmm. She was, like, 2 years older than me, but we would have been...
Close in age.
Yeah, close in age type of thing. So when I went, she was like, oh, my God, Maria, hi, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who the fuck is this? But it's like, you know when I'm in shock, I end up swearing. It's not even a... I don't scream. I'm not
a
screamer.
It's a, like, automatic reaction. Yeah.
So I was just like, who the fuck is this? Like, under my breath, because these are grown people. I'm not going to come and now say, who the fuck is this?
Out loud.
And then I was like, who are you? I fully went to her daughter, who are you? She goes, oh, I don't know her name, bruv. It starts with an M, though. And then she was like, oh, and then she goes, oh, this is my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And I was just staring at her. My grandma was like, she looks like Angela, doesn't she? I was like... She looks like Angela, bro. This is fucking Angela. She opened her mouth and everything. I was just like, well, I didn't count her teeth, but you know when someone speaks and you're just like,
even the voice, the way you speak, the tone, hand gestures, everything the same.
She was like, oh hi, you know. She came to. I said, don't touch me, bruv. Don't do that. I went to her mom. Who the hell is this? I'm proper like sitting on her mom's lap. Like, who the hell is this? Like. What the hell,
bro? Yeah, I do believe in reincarnation, to be fair.
Yeah, and it depends what type of person you were.
what do you mean,
bro? If you were a dickhead, you're coming back as a bee and you're getting killed again. I'm just saying,
a bees are important.
Okay, maybe not a bee, a wasp. Wasps? A snail.
Nah, they're useless. Bro. Wait, actually, I don't know how you.
At night when it rains and I step on a snail, I do say sorry because I don't know.
It's the crunching sound.
Yeah. Because I don't know who I'm stepping on. It might be John from the road. Like, it's like I watched this one movie on Amazon and I was just like, oh my God. It's like, that's why when we look at certain things or certain people, like,
they look familiar.
You, yeah, they look bare familiar.
Like, I've never thinking, seen you, but I feel like I have.
I know you.
Apparently, it's because you might have dreamt about that person. Mm. And now you've seen them in life. It's like, oh, deja vu kind of situation. Oh, what was I going to say? Apparently, where your birthmark is where you got killed.
I remember when she told me that. I was there like, fuck off, bruv. What, so you're trying to tell me I got shot in the nose? Like...
Someone did something to your nose. It might have been a poisonous arrow. Who knows?
Bro, that's not nice. Where's yours?
On my ankle.
On your ankle? Yeah. What's an ankle again? This thing.
Ah, that's your knee.
What's the ankle?
Down there. Maria!
What's this thing?
That's your elbow!
Bro, they sound related. Ankle, elbow. Ankle, elbow! Imagine, oh my God, here. There's someone called Uncle Elbow somewhere.
Where?
Somewhere in the world. But there's a Ugandan man called Monday. So there's definitely an Uncle Elbow.
Have you watched a movie called Monday? Monday Went Missing or something like that? Or Where's Monday?
I think I've heard of it.
It's about like seven twins. Each
was born on a day.
No, each was named after a day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I don't know why. I guess to separate
Mate,
the
that's
two.
Dusty. Imagine your name being Wednesday.
Hold on. Basically, the world where they were living in, you weren't allowed to have. Was it either what? You weren't allowed to have more than two kids. If you did, they'll kill them. So when
China,
this, it probably one of them
countries.
So
China.
Japan, maybe.
No, no, Japan. You can have your kids. China.
Oh, okay, Korea. So yeah. in that
she
world,
she had to have the last say.
Yeah. In that world, you weren't allowed to have more than
country,
two kids.
Country, bruv.
Whatever in the movie. God.
Go on. Go on.
This man's daughter, she had seven babies all at once. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Seven of them, right? So what they did is they hid. He and I think the woman died or ran away. I'm not too sure. The mother. But what?
So wait, you push all those kids out and you think you're running away. For what reason? What are you doing?
I don't know what happened to her. I watched the movie ages ago. So I'm not. This is just a little summary. I don't know what happened to the mother, but the granddad ended up being the one looking after them. So what he did is he named them
Monday
every day.
Sunday.
Yeah, Monday to Sunday. So it's like on Monday, Monday goes out and pretends to be this one same person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say her name is Lisa. So Monday pretends to be Lisa on Monday. On Tuesday, Tuesday is the one acting as Lisa. Wednesday and so on and so forth. So it's like every...
Damn, brother.
So instead of just being one person living the life, all of them get the opportunity to do it, but they do it as one human
person,
being. So
yeah,
they all get to go
so
outside.
So you need to come back
like
and
that.
Give us a diary
yeah.
of the day.
And you need to give us a summary. Yeah, yeah, literally. They have this mirror where it analyzes the face and they're like, oh, okay, you need to conceal this and do your eyebrows like that so you can resemble
So
Lisa.
If you fall, we all need to have bruises.
Yes, if you fall, you all need to have bruises. I think one babe, she either burnt herself or she cut her finger. So granddad had to do it to every single one of them. So yeah,
what a hell.
But here's the thing. Monday, she had a secret life. She had the man who was fucking her six ways from Sunday. And no one knew about it. And then one day she goes missing. Now everyone is stressing. Where's Monday? We can't find her.
And
we
they
have
had to replace her.
We have to, no. I think the other six were just rotating the shift. They were doing everything as usual, but then I think it was one person that was doing Monday
an
twice
extra shift, yeah.
So they were all looking for her, thinking maybe she got killed or something. Turns out she made a deal with the person who's in charge of
kids,
of killing these kids, to like snitch on her sisters and the granddad, because if you keep that a secret, you get killed and the six kids get killed, or whatever the case is.
This motherfucker, she turned her family in for dick.
Mm-hmm. Can you
deep that for penis? Come on, wood.
It's not common. It's attached to something. That's why it's not that common. Well, it is regular common.
Probably has foreskin.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Because I feel like we need to make everything just happening all at once. Anyway, Monday, they found Monday eventually. They discovered her plan. Turns out she was, you know, trying to sell her family for money and freedom, because she was obviously trapped in this routine. Like, you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Because if one person goes missing... Because
she's in love.
She's in love. She found a man. She wants to have kids. You know, so yeah.
Dumb bastard.
Dumb indeed. Why do women do that? There's so many stories
because
of some women who they were on their prime, like they were doing the damn thing, and then they meet a man and it all goes to hell.
The day that, oh God, I was talking to my male friend and I was like, brother, I don't think I'm capable of loving. I don't have
this conversation. I've heard about it like six times this week,
bro. Because I need to confirm it. Am I actually not in the mood to love, or
I don't
just
think you're
haven't
in the mood.
Found the person? Because listen, yeah,
you're
I
not in
like
the mood and you haven't found the person.
I feel like, yeah, I'm in that place where I need a man to tell me they like me just so I can be like, fuck off. I don't know. Like, it's not even to be like rude or anything. I'm just finding it very satisfying to be wanted and not want you. Do you get what I mean?
Do you feel it's like a revenge thing?
It's not. Who am I revenging?
I don't know. When in the past you wanted someone and they didn't want you.
There's only one person. And I'm getting there. All right, he will be mine.
Oh.
In the name of the Father, the Son, all of them.
And
the whole
Holy Spirit.
Family of the Holies.
The trio.
He will be.
Who?
There's only one person. I don't like it when people go who. Like, you know when your friends know stuff, yeah? But just because you're on a podcast, she kind of, like, wants to act like she doesn't know who the only person in the world that you love is. It's just long. I don't... You know what's mad, yeah? I was thinking the other day, I might be doing all of this thing. I get in a relationship with this guy and I don't even like him.
You know what? That's my fear. I can't lie to you. When I didn't have you like that, I wanted you. But now that you're actually my babes, it's like...
You're just another one.
Yeah, that scares me. Because the way I changed my mind is actually stupid.
Like that. I want you today, I don't want you tomorrow. And that's the thing about me. You need to learn to give me that space. Because if you don't give it to me, trust and believe, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me?
But I think that's what it is that makes you want the person when they're not your boyfriend, because you have that space.
Yeah.
You're not seeing them as often because neither one of you has that obligation towards the other.
That's true.
Now, when you're in a relationship, you're feeling some type of entitlement.
So what happened to Monday?
Monday died.
They killed the whole family?
No. I forgot. I even forgot how the movie ends, but I think they abolished this whole system. From what I remember, they got rid of this whole system of kids because they found out that every kid that was being taken from their family of, let's say they've had three kids, every kid that was being taken, it was getting killed. Therefore, people thought that their kids were being taken to some kind of orphanage or some place to work for the rest of their lives, but they were being frozen to death. So they got rid of the whole system and...
Frozen? What type of Hitler?
So you know how life is like. Wow. I'm pretty sure I'm sorry guys, the story is ending very higgity haggard because I don't really remember how the story ended. I think I watched it in 2019.
But
it was on Netflix.
I don't remember that shit.
Exactly. It was on Netflix. So
but
yeah, something along the lines of Rory's Monday. It was quite a good movie, to be fair. But yeah, I think Monday died trying to help someone or something. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines.
You keep Mondaying. Anyway, guys, to conclude, my personal opinion is I'm very open-minded. So on one side, I do say religion was created to control women, but also to control the poor and put them into a system where they believe that they don't really have to work. And that there are people that are poor but do work out of the poverty and, like, you know, get somewhere in life. But
I feel like it's mainly to control women because it's like you have to do this and that and the third for your husband.
Yeah.
You have to respect this
but
person
my husband
and that person.
Can come in you now, have to cheat and I have to forgive him.
All in the name of love. You know, love is... I used to think love was unconditional, but it's not. There's conditions in there.
The fuck?
There's many conditions.
That's why I said I'm not capable of it.
That's why I can't love you for this whole, you stuck by me for thick and thin. Don't do that. Because you, don't do that.
Listen, yeah, I don't think I can stick with anyone. Mate, the minute I see red.
No,
like,
because I'm always stuck
I'm so
between
sorry.
Actually working through issues or just getting the hell out because... It's very inconvenient.
I just end it like this. Let's be friends. Simple as, I don't see you as that. Let's just be friends. We call it a day. We don't even have to call it a day. We can call it a week. We can call it whatever you
want.
Can
we revisit this?
Like, no, you can revisit it. Me personally, I'm not.
I'm visiting someone else.
Yeah.
On that note. Have a good one, guys.